previously on Bad Radio.
I said yesterday I am issuing not only the I don't think this is going to work for Tampa and Tom, I think it's going to be fun to watch it fall apart. Because Bruce Arians is very no BS and kind of in a different way than Belichick, where Belichick will just say nothing to let you know he's PO'd. Arians is not like that.
Just seemed like Tom was uncomfortable, right? But he was kind of caught in between. This is a new offense. No preseason games. We knew it was going to be hard. So now how do you go back and sort of make him look like Tom Brady again?
Yeah, I mean, he looked like Tom Brady in practice all the time. So it's kind of unusual to see that in the ball game because they didn't do the things that we didn't get ready for. Everything they did, we thought we were ready for.
Offense number 89, 5-yard penalty, third down.
So to me, Baltimore should have been a hair closer, first off, because the ball was spotted where Lamar's derriere. There it is.
Now there's a football term for you.
But you saw 89 with the false start there. But I do think it was too hard to overrule it and give him a first down.
So now it's a 3rd and 6.
Better players, healthier players to execute the scheme. Even the ones that aren't healthy, including them, we've got healthier players that can do it. Our offense is much improved.
How was Tony Romo feeling going into the season? Tony Romo, how's he feeling now with his back going
into
the season?
You got all that answer you wanted.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're fine. Tony Romo's feeling good. Okay. Feeling very good. We had a good week with him.
Let me ask you something, though. Did you tell them discount ass they could pop off at Omar Grandma?
Oh, man. Sham coming to me in the middle of the meeting talking about they got their sights on Omar. They say nothing about no grandma, no church hat, nothing like that. I hear the sucker's name, I say go.
On Sunday morning?
Yo, I don't give a man. I hear that sucker's name, man. I ain't thinking about a church day.
And the Sunday truth's been around as long as the game itself, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can do some shit and be like, what the but hey, just never on no Sunday, man.
You know, weren't necessarily designed to go to anybody. They went to the guy that was open based on the coverage that we played, we saw.
Jay, talk about your beat town offense in the second half. They treated the boys from Big D like a couple of flapper girls who were a little loopy on the old gin and juice.
Next.
What the hell? Was that because of us?
I don't know. I mean, it started off super positive, then it just got crazy.
I did not like that at all.
No, Kev. None of us did.
This is Blake Coleman, and I never listen to Jake and Dan on the ticket.
Do you know how autofill works on your phone?
Kinda. Right about now, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket presents the Dallas Radio Show.
Come on, dudes, do the show, bitch.
Hey, jeez. Today, there's a missing persons report out in Tampa for the Chiefs offense. Who wonders if Tom kissed his boys on the mouth after the big win? And congrats, LeSean McCoy, for back-to-back. Also, back, he's on back. Our CEO, Mrs. Dobbs, R.I.P. Pedro, and I'll be here. And now, two guys who say, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants. It's Damon Down, Jay Kim.
Yeah. All right. Monday.
Only Monday.
Show number 232 of the radio show to be named later. But not that much later, huh? It's in our sights. 4 days from now.
Excitement is building.
We will have a new radio show name. Everything is new. Show number 191, right here in the den. A den above a garage.
I'm shaved, Dan. This is it.
You are shaved.
6 months, baby.
Did you shave last night?
I did it super early this morning, which is against the spirit of the...
All right, so you got to go an extra day.
Yeah, one extra day.
Well, let's be great then.
Let's be great.
I'm looking at the Zoom feed right now because, of course, Dan and Jake broadcast from a remote location. You know, Pandy.
Yeah, heard about that.
Out of an abundance of caution, we are doing remote broadcasts. And I'm looking at the Zoom back at our station. We have Minos smoking back.
Back.
Unbelievable. Look at that thing. We have Julie, who
Hello.
Has the filter, the soft filter on the iPad feed.
Unfair.
Using Kay Forbes' iPad, mm-hmm. I see again. And Blake. And it, I'm informed today is Octopus Day.
Yes, it's finally here.
Very confusing text thread.
Great drop.
It's the 8th of the
month. Julie just gave us. So, the 8th of every month. Now, you failed to mention this on January 8th.
I don't think it had started yet. We just decided after January 8th that the 8th of every month was going to be Octopus Day. Because one day you showed up and you said, I don't know if we're talking about octopuses enough if we're supposed to be the official octopus show of the ticket.
She's
so
right.
I said, how about we make a monthly Octopus Day? Which is today!
She seems really fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are we to... So, do we devote this day? Do I need to be prepared to have an octopus segment? Like, watch... I do recall this now that you're mentioning it.
Okay. That's a start.
It's all flooding back to me. So, but I do remember my thought was we need to, you know, force... Since there's so many cool documentaries out there or... You know, whatever on the octopus
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we should just force ourselves occasionally. And I guess you're now saying it's going to be monthly mm-hmm. to actually talk octopuses, uh-huh. octopi.
It's a CEO ruling at this point.
Yeah.
I demand
okay, so
it.
I'm not prepped. Can I bring this in for tomorrow? Like, watch a video and then tomorrow I'll be like,
where's well, let me hit you with a couple facts.
Where's the buy-in, guys?
Oh, okay.
Do you guys know how many brains the octopus has?
I would assume one. Oh, is there one in each tentacle?
So how many?
Eight.
So I would guess nine then.
Nine.
Because there's also one
in
the head.
Oh, and in their head. I forgot about that one.
They have the central brain and then an octopus in each arm.
You know how many men have?
Yeah, Dan, I know how many men have.
They have one in their tentacle?
Oh, my goodness. I was not expecting that. Does Blake have a filter on, too?
Yeah, I was going one in each head, but...
I actually dressed up for Octopus Day.
Oh, wow. Look,
look at him!
What is he wearing?
Oh, my gosh!
He's got an octopus
shirt.
This is amazing!
And he got a hat.
He's got an octopus hat. Look at that.
Okay, huh. I'm taking a photo.
All right.
Look at that guy.
You know, when the CEO says to do something...
He's the only one that cooperated.
Well...
Did you guys know that an octopus can die of boredom?
No.
How would anyone know that? That is the fake fact.
Google it.
But that does not make it true.
Huh. It would be really hard to get bored, like, underwater.
So does that mean if it was in a...
captivity.
Yeah. I was trying to get the word for aquarium. I mean, yeah. I now have aquarium, but in my head, you should have seen what was just going on.
Well, I felt it. I thought I'd swoop
a
in.
A SeaWorld-type place was really what I was thinking, and I thought, I can't say that.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one. Who knows how many hearts they have? I feel like this is pretty easy.
Nine.
Three
hearts.
Yep. Why is that easy?
I don't know. I just feel like that's like up there with some of the most commonly known octopus facts.
It is.
Okay.
Who knows what color their blood is?
Blue.
Gosh, you're good. Even reading.
He's staring at the octopus.com.
These are things that I looked up whenever I first tried to make us the show of the octopi.
Mm-hmm.
Is that official? Yeah. Has anyone else in the ticket? Like, did Fernando claim that?
No one's challenging us at this
okay.
point.
I hope not.
All right, then it's settled. Happy Octopus Day, Julie.
Thank you.
This, I guess, is the first annual.
Yeah.
The first of what will be many. Now, I guess we won't necessarily do it 12 times, because occasionally the 8th will fall on the weekend. So
that'll
keep you wanting even more.
Very good.
But yeah, next month we're good because...
Yeah, we should be good for a bit.
Jake likes the fact that the next 2 months are symmetrical.
It's pretty cool.
When you have a 28-day month, and you open the calendar to next month, it'll look exactly the same. So,
yeah, because I mean,
that's all I got.
Look,
on months,
nobody actually thinks the week starts on Sunday. That's a ruse.
It's a weird thing. Yes.
It never made any sense to anybody.
But also, if you have a calendar that has Monday as the first day, that looks weird too, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, like so? When you, if you, do you make calendars for your own family yet?
I have
That's
not.
That's a great Christmas bit that I do for the grandmas.
But I think it's really cool that you do,
and I have
to
for
emulate
the last 15 years. You know, you could make your own calendars with your own photos. That's a pretty easy thing to do. Kodak or Shutterfly or whatever I've used over the years, and just you can pick your own layout. And I always pick the Sunday to Saturday because that's just how every calendar I've ever looked at looks.
But why?
I don't know.
Nobody.
It doesn't make sense because it's
no.
the weekend.
Did it feel
but
like
I do
your
know
week
on
started
Sunday,
yesterday morning, or did it feel like it started this morning?
Well, on Sunday, my brain is really geared towards work. That's why Saturday is the best day. Sunday, I do get up, and then throughout the day, I'm like, okay, well, I got to do this because I got to get ready for the show tomorrow. And Sunday night, clearly, I'm working.
I think Friday's the best day. Especially if you like your job.
You because, could sway me. But
yeah,
Saturday is really the day.
You're the furthest away from Monday. And
Saturday is the day you wake up and you know there's nothing. I don't have to do anything that's due tomorrow.
Okay, that's fair. But
so I might, but if I don't, it's okay. Now, Sunday night, I can't do that. You can't just put everything off till the morning, and then you're like, oh, man, now we're backed up. Can't not watch the Super Bowl. I mean, that's how tough our job is. We watch the Super Bowl. So
labor
we could,
of love.
So we could talk about it.
What'd you have going on yesterday, Hotback?
I hurt my elbow somehow, and I have no idea how I did it.
Were you playing tennis with Julie?
No, it just started randomly being sore near the end of the game last night. And then by about midnight when I laid down, it was throbbing in pain for the entire night.
Hmm.
And
our poor blood boy.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a COVID symptom.
I didn't really sleep last night.
Wow, that bad?
It was. I fell asleep one time and woke up sweating from pain.
Mm. Jeez, dude.
So I think it's elbow bursitis from what I've Googled online, but I didn't fall on it or anything, but it was...
Google is a blessing and a curse in those situations, because now you're...
Freak you out.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, they're going to have to drain it or operate on it or something, but no, it's... Hopefully it gets better, but my left
arm... Is it killing
arm,
right now?
Yeah, it's really bad right now.
Can we get him a cortisone shot?
I'd rather not...
That was just a thing. I don't even know if that's what you would
do. I don't
do,
know what that is.
But I feel like that's something that I've heard athletes do, and mine know.
But I'm playing
Harbor.
Injured. My team needs me.
What elbow is it?
It's my left.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, not that important.
It's not the drop bow.
No. I can still play drops.
Not the porn elbow?
No one has a porn
elbow. Yeah, I don't think we have that.
Porn!
Is that the injury? It's like tennis elbow?
Yeah.
Porn elbow.
Porn wrist. Dudes know. The RBs know. But as far as Super Bowl... as far as Super Bowl watching, that's just Mino at home alone?
Oh, yeah.
With Cheez-Its?
No, I was out of Cheez-Its.
Aww. Oh, dude.
It gets even sad sadder. Day.
But I think I went 8-2 on the picks.
You did.
You think. Yeah, the
I
one
think,
week
you know.
He brings up picks ever
yeah.
is the week he went 8-2. Jake, not quite as loud as last week when he was talking about looking up at the top of the scoreboard. Karma got him.
All that matters is that you don't finish last.
Karma got him by
and
going.
And which one of us finished last?
Okay, so I won't mention you went 1-9. Blake finished last.
I lost a bit of coin, too.
What was your Super Bowl? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Karma.
Yeah.
It hurts you.
It's a tough one.
Blake?
Yeah.
Super Bowl viewing?
I had a little get-together with some friends.
Where?
Not my house. You know the rules.
Yeah, I was going to say. So.
Well, I was just about to get mad.
Right.
If I had people over and didn't invite you.
Just the concept
that you
having people over whenever we're not allowed to see your apartment
I know that you
a
do.
Bit unnerving.
I know you have people you actually like. Mm. So you went to a gathering. See, I said, I don't know, dude. I'm just...
still a little weird about
I've had COVID, so I know it's terrible. And I did get the olive branch from the Cash Limited gathering, Cash Saroy. Because last year I went to Cash Saroy's party and it was great. It was so fun.
It's quite nice.
His dog served me. They're awesome. He's got the best dogs ever. Sorry there, Bodie. But I would trade Bodie for his dog for sure.
Yeah,
right,
I mean,
now.
They're
one straight up.
Genetically created to be the perfect dog. That's the thing.
But I just thought I shouldn't go anywhere. But Blake is Blake throws a little more caution to the wind.
Got to do what you got to do, right, Blake?
What'd you do, Julie, besides watch the stars?
Yes, we watched the stars.
Which I did not do.
No way.
Jeez, Julie.
Yeah, come on. Hey, look, if Anton can't get up on time for the game, then we don't have to watch the game.
It was a 2 o'clock game. Sleeping would be no excuse in this case.
But did he oversleep?
Anton?
And that's why he got benched?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then if that's the level of commitment that I'm going to get out of my G1.
Well, he
is the shine off Dobby already for you?
Well, I mean, you know.
He did take
over
the cup
practice.
It was like an 11 o'clock practice, too.
Maybe he was like, oh, hey, did you, I guess you carried the team to the cup last year. Okay, coach. And coach is like, yeah, I kind of did. You're benched.
Look at this contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he gets a little bit more leeway, in my opinion. He'll be just fine. He's going to play tomorrow night. What did I do? I rolled up from the game, the Stars game, right into the Super Bowl. So it was a very sportsy afternoon. And we just watched at our house. Ordered some dips, some buffalo chicken dip, which was amazing, and some skillet queso, which was also amazing, and watched football. That's about it.
I smoked some wings.
Yeah? How'd they turn out?
Fine.
Now, how do we know that if you didn't promote it on the social
media?
Right.
There's no pictures.
Because that has to be one of the biggest
top meat pick day.
One of the biggest days for Twitter or Instagram or whatever, just to take a picture of your food.
Yeah.
Did the internal temp not get to what you wanted?
Yeah. You got to get that meat therm. Here's what I want to talk about.
What?
How many pairs of chinos are we up to now, bud? Is still two?
Swag.
Those are nice.
Is this the second one that you've seen?
Second or third? Maybe.
You've seen the black?
I've seen the black.
You've seen the blue?
Seen the blue. So there we go.
Okay, now we have, what would you call this?
Kind of a slate.
Yeah, I was going to say gray, but I like the word slate. That sounds a lot cooler.
Yeah. You're kind of killing it, if I'm being totally honest. You're owning those.
It's the year of Dan.
It really is. It really is.
I cannot argue that. It is the year of Dan.
We're changing things up. All right, but it's Octopus Day, and it is Super Bowl Monday. I guess this will be our last Football Monday for some time.
Mm, that hurts.
But, man. Oh, man, and Romo doing the game. We might have two segments of audio today.
Well,
are you
good,
prepared for that?
Because the rest of it was exceedingly boring.
Yeah, but they still had... Well, I guess you don't want to do the segment now, but they still had... Besides the boredom of the game, that it didn't turn out to be like we, you know, we wanted a last down to the wire type thing, I think the NFL got the best storyline they could have had. There could be no better storyline to come out of this. So let us pause for these messages, and then we'll dive right into Super Bowl.
The Ticket.